Tell Us a Tale, written by Tigress Wolf, read by Raven. Tell us a tale, a man shouts, well into his cups. The crowd takes up the chant, and it builds, and it builds, and it builds, until the young minstrel stands, laughing, holds up a hand. Peace, my friends, peace, his voice rings out, surprisingly sweet, lilting. What tale should I tell? He asks with a flashing smile. The men, tired and near drunk, raise up the well-known legends of heroes and princes and adventures, while the serving maids call out for stories of magic and fae. Peace, the minstrel says again, far too softly for the crowd to hear, but the crowd quiets, his voice reaching every corner of the tavern hall. He laughs, stepping over to the crackling flames in the fireplace. Shall I speak of Prince Galen, who defeated the vicious pirate Lord Blackguard? Shall I speak of the evil fairy Gwyndon, who enslaved an entire realm until the good woodsman Tomas broke the enchantment through luck? Or perhaps, he says, eyes dancing across the crowd, intent on his every word, on the lilt of his voice, in the delicate flickers of his thin, pale hands, I could tell you of the young milkmaid who devoured a continent. He laughs into the silence. Oh, yes, that is the tale I shall tell. She was born, the minstrel declares, on the night of no moon, as wolves howled outside the town. The crowd watches while the minstrel drifts around the edge of the room, reciting a story of death and magic and lands long lost to legend. Not the barman or the serving girls or the men slouching on the benches notice as exhaustion creeps in, settles into their bones. Still, the minstrel speaks on, voice calling forth a story unknown. But he at last falls silent, smiling at a room of corpses as the last ember in the fire crackles and dies. The minstrel glides between the benches, delicate hands drifting across slumped backs. 2 dozen men, 12 maids. The minstrel sighs, savoring the strength as it flows through him, sinking in to take root. Light dances over pale skin as the minstrel steps to the door and twists into shadow. There's no moon in the sky. There are no footprints in the snow as the minstrel steals into the woods. In the morning, a worried wife goes to the tavern. Her screams rouse the town. In horror, wives and sisters and parents and brothers and sweethearts and friends identify them by clothes and coin purses and shoes. For those who had been bright and loud and hale the night before are now only skeletons. The priest, the sheriff, the historian, all bewildered, they send for guidance from the nearest city. From there, a call is sent to the capital. The village's calamity, at last, is not the first to be struck. And to the realm's rising terror, it is not the last. The end. Thank you for listening.